Good afternoon, friends. It's nice that you've took a few moments to join us today. We're just here in Sandown Road, Free Presbyterian Church in East Belfast. It's a Sunday night, and I've got the Reverend Garth Wilson with me. He's a good friend in Christ, and I've just asked Garth, the pastor of the church, to give a short word of testimony. Sorry about the lighting in the studio here. It's just not what it usually is, but you know by now that these presentations are low budget, and we're thankful for Garth, and we are just going to ask you now, Garth, to tell us how and when you get saved.
Thank you, Roger. I had a wonderful privilege that so often we don't realise until we're older, and that privilege was of being brought up in a Christian home, a home where we were taught the things of God, taught the importance of the Word of God, taught the importance of going to church. And I must admit, sometimes as a young fella, we wished it wasn't just as tight and strict, but we're thankful for it now. But I'm thankful for parents who loved me in the Lord and provided for me in every way, but especially who taught me the importance of the things of God and the importance of attending the house of God. And as a result, I was taken along to every meeting, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, anything that was on during the week, children's meetings, any other meetings as well, it didn't matter. We were always there as a family. And I think that was very important to certainly instill within me a love for the house of God. So as a result, I always heard that I needed to be saved. I heard that I was a sinner, and I heard that Christ was my only saviour from my sin. And through the ministry of the Word of God, I was always aware that I needed to ask Christ into my heart. And it was as a child of seven that I asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart. I remember that day very, very well, the end of March 1983. And our brother Sam Houston, who I'm sure many of you will know and remember, was doing door-to-door work in the Oma area. And he was staying with my grandparents at that time for that whole week. And the last Friday morning, we were off school that week. It must have been maybe for Easter or something. And we were with our granny and granda. And the last Friday morning before Sam went out on the doors, he spoke to Mark and my brother and myself. And he just asked us very simply, boys, are you saved? And we said, no, we're not saved. And up until that, I knew I needed to be saved, but I never had made a profession for Christ. And yet I always had a fear in my heart that if I were to die as I was, that I wouldn't be in heaven. I wouldn't be with my mum and dad. I wouldn't be with other family members who were saved. And the Lord had been working in my heart, even at that stage as a young child of seven. And that day, our brother Sam took Mark, my brother and I, up to the big room, as we called it, in Granny and Granda's house. And he showed us very clearly from the Word of God how we needed to be saved and the importance of being saved and what we were being saved from. And he asked us and questioned us and counselled us as well. And just very simply, at the side of of Granny and Granda's sofa, we just asked the Lord into our hearts to be our saviour. And you might think, well, what would a child of seven know? Such an early age, what would the difference be? I wasn't in the things of the world at all, certainly not at that age. And what would be the difference? But I remember that Friday morning. It was just coming up to 11 o'clock. And I remember going outside, and I remember thinking to myself, if I hadn't got saved, and if the Lord had come or something had happened to me by 11 o'clock that morning, I wouldn't be ready. I remember looking at my watch that just a few moments after we'd asked the Lord into our hearts, and it had come to 11 o'clock, and I had a tremendous peace in my heart. I knew there was something different. Yeah. I couldn't explain it, and I didn't understand it as a child of seven, but I knew there was something real. Mm-hmm. And I thank the Lord for salvation that came not only to my heart, but to our entire family. That was household salvation, as Mark and I both asked the Lord into our hearts that day. And from that time, we tried our best to live for the Lord. It was easy at primary school. We only went to small country primary school, and it was easy, not too hard to live for the Lord. But as is often the case, getting into big school, I moved on then to Toma Academy, and it was difficult there. It was difficult. It was hard, and there was really nobody had much time for the gospel. Nobody had much time for the church that I went to either in the school, and it was difficult. Maybe. And at times I failed the Lord. Many times I failed the Lord. Many times I didn't speak up for the Lord when I should have. People would always have maybe known my views on politics, maybe, but they certainly were not hearing their need to be saved from me. And I failed the Lord many times. And the Lord was good, and the Lord was gracious to me. And I remember especially coming up to the time of doing my A-levels and just wondering where I was going to go and what was the future going to hold for me. And it was that time that the Lord really started to work in my heart, and I realised that I needed to dedicate my life afresh to the Lord. And I did that, and just prayed that the Lord would take all of my life, use all of my life, and use me for whatever purpose he would want. And he brought me through the A-levels, got me, and the Lord was good there, and moved to Belfast to start studying at university. And I prayed very specifically that the Lord would give me good Christian friends, because I was a country boy coming from the wilds of Tyrone up to the big smoke of Belfast. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but the Lord was good, gave me good Christian friends through university. And then I got into work, employment, and then eventually started my own business, and the Lord was good, the Lord was very good, but there was always something in my heart that I knew wasn't right, and there was still something that I knew I was holding back from the Lord. At that time, our minister was the Reverend John Morrow, and he started to ask me to take prayer meetings for him during the summer while he was off, and to speak, and then speaking around other places, and I started feeling that the Lord was leading me some way into service for him, but I kept saying, I can't do what I believe you're calling me to do. And I was busy in the church. I was doing what I could for the Lord in the church, and I believed that was enough. And yet the Lord was still working in my heart and really challenging me about these matters. And I remember speaking to Rachel about it, my wife, and she just said, wherever the Lord would have us, that's where we want to be. If the Lord wants us to stay here and to continue to work in the church locally, we'll do that. But if the Lord wants us somewhere else, we need to be willing to go. And that was a wonderful comfort to me. And I thank God for a good wife, a godly wife, who helped me through that and was very encouraging to me. And I remember one Tuesday morning, I was sitting at my desk at work and really struggling with the will of the Lord and really believing the Lord was calling me, but I just didn't want to go. And the Lord spoke to me through his word in Mark 1 and 17, and he said, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And all the time I was saying to the Lord, "I can't do what you want me to do." And the Lord said, "I'll make you to be what I want you to be." And so that really struck with me, and I went home, spoke to Rachel, and together we both believed that the Lord was calling me to leave my work, my business at that time, and to go into the train for the ministry. So I started in the Whitfield College of the Bible, did the 4-year course, and throughout those 4 years it was difficult, it was hard. I was what they might call a mature student in the Whitfield College. But the Lord was good, and the Lord was gracious. And then as we came near the end of college, we were wondering where we would be. We didn't want to go through 4 years of college and have nothing at the end of it. We wanted to be where the Lord wanted us to be. And the Lord took a very definite leading in our hearts and lives throughout the latter months of our final year in college. And as we finished college, then a call was issued here from the church here in Sandown Road in Belfast. And we knew beyond any shadow of doubt that this is where the Lord would have us be. We had very clear leading and guiding of the Lord in this matter. And looking back, we're here now just over 8 years. Looking back, the Lord's been good to us through hard times and difficult times. And the most important thing is that to know that we're in the will of God. There's no other place we'd rather be than in God's will. And I would speak to you and challenge you today. If you are saved, are you in the will of God for your life? You might be busy even in your own church. You might be busy serving the Lord in your own way. And that's good and that's important. But are you in the will of God? Maybe the Lord is calling you into full-time service to leave what you are doing and go into the work of God. I urge you and challenge you to seek out the will of God, and having sought out the will of God, then do the will of God as well. And if you're not saved, then I recommend my Saviour to you. He's a Saviour worth serving. When we go through hard times and difficult times, as well as the good times, there is a friend that will stick closer to you than any brother, and his name is Jesus. And I recommend him to you. Come and know Christ as your Saviour, and it's the best decision that you will ever make. Thank you. Thank you, Roger, for the opportunity. And pray the Lord will bless this very short word of testimony.
Yeah. Garth, thank you so much, brother. It's wonderful. I knew you were saved. I just didn't know that Sam Houston was the instrument God used. It's funny because Sam was at our door just the other day. He had a few CDs. He's done a new CD and DVD, so I had a good chat with him, and he's a great man of God.
He's a great character.
Really enjoy his company. But there it is, friends, just coming to Christ as a child, and that's the way we all have to come. The Lord said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." But just wherever we are in life, so important, so vital that we know that our sins are forgiven, that we know Christ is our Saviour, that heaven is our home, and that we can be in the middle of God's will for our lives. So God bless you. And if you're in the Belfast area, Sandown Road, just off the Upper Newton Arch Road there, and it's 11:30 and 6:30 on the Lord's Day, and you'd be very, very welcome if you're in the area to hear God's servant minister the Word of God. But hopefully we'll see you again very soon, friends, and thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.